This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at Progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank. Some things should be boring, like banking. Boring is safe and reliable. You don't want your bank to be surprising. Surprising is for podcasts about seemingly insignificant inventions that impact our lives, not banks. PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life. PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865. Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Inc., PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
This is 99% Invisible. I'm Roman Mars. A few months before the end of the world, Paul Monaco posted this message on YouTube.
Hello, everyone. Paul Monaco here. Buddha Paul, as most of you know me as. You probably all heard the news. Yayland, The Sims Online, closing down.
The world that was ending was called The Sims Online. It was an online version of one of the most popular computer games ever made.
You've all been wonderful. You've helped me through a hard time in my life when I first got online.
But ironically, the online version of The Sims was not very popular. They ended up losing tons of subscribers and changing the name to EA Land, and then they finally pulled the plug.
Thank you, and please, let's try to stay in touch. And if not, good luck with whatever you choose to do and move on to.
As you can probably hear, EA Land was not a normal video game. There were no monsters, no killing, and although it had some competitive elements, for many players, competition wasn't the point at all.
Unlike a lot of other games where you might be shooting people or slaying dragons or something, this was a game about socializing.
That's Robert Ashley.
I'm Robert Ashley.
He produces a very popular and fantastic internet radio show that's been on a very long hiatus.
I'm the creator of A Life Well Wasted.
A Life Well Wasted.
It's about video games and the people who love them.
And EA Land was a video game that a dedicated few absolutely loved.
The crowd that it attracted, I think, were people who just wanted to get together and sort of chat, meet strangers.
It was a nice place.
Over time, it became a kind of intimate, almost bar, like the Cheers of video games.
Where everyone knows your name. And at the moment that Paul Monaco, aka Buddha Paul, found EA Land, it was exactly what he needed most.
My wife had a long-term illness. She, from a blood transfusion, she had hepatitis C. And the last 3 years or so of her life were pretty much a challenge for both of us. And after she passed away, I had absolutely no function other than to wake up, go to work, and go to sleep again. With her illness, I didn't get out and socialize much. We weren't able to, go out to the bars and meet up with friends and have dinner. I totally desocialized myself. And this game was kind of a way for me to just kind of get back into living again. It was pretty amazing.
And Paul began to live for EA Land. He would play it for hours and hours. It was the first thing he did when he got home from work.
You're treated to a big warm greeting. Everyone would, say hi, and your IMs would be beeping along, and you'd be inundated with that. It made you feel really good.
It wasn't the real world, but his friends were real friends. And virtual worlds do have an upside.
Your race, your color, your religion, all that can be totally masked, and you're truly judged on who you really are and how you present yourself. There's no prejudices, no preconceived anything. It's just, you're really taking it at face value.
People could really like break loose and be themselves and have some fun.
It just feels really good.
But Paul's utopia didn't last, because EA Land started hemorrhaging money. The writing was on the wall, the server was about to go dark, and this event, this virtual apocalypse, might only exist in the memory of the players, if it weren't for Dr. Henry Lowood.
I had just stumbled across this project by Henry Lowood.
My name is Henry Lowood.
Who is this archival researcher at Stanford.
And I head a project called How They Got Game, which is on the history of digital games and simulations.
Saving video games for future generations.
You know, 50, 100, 200 years from now. How are we going to save that history?
You know, like, we've got to save the video games.
So Dr. Lowood and his colleagues preserve what happens inside video games. Now, for a single-player game like Pac-Man, for example, this is easy. You effectively take out the Atari cartridge and put it on the shelf. But saving multiplayer online games is not so simple.
Saving the software alone is kind of a barren exercise.
If you save the code for EA Land and turn it on 100 years from now, you'd enter a world and nothing would be there. All the things that Paul Monaco and his friends love would be impossible to find.
You need to document what people are doing in these spaces. That situation is much more like what a historian or an archivist would do when faced with the problem of documenting the real world.
So when Dr. Lowood caught wind of EA Land shutting down, he had the opportunity to record something a historian or archaeologist would die to witness firsthand in the real world.
To see what it would be like when an online world came to an end.
What happens when a virtual world closes?
The end of a culture.
What is it like to be there at in the last minute and when it shuts down?
So the tape is rolling and the last few hours of EA Land are being recorded, and the most dedicated diehard users are there exchanging virtual hugs and reminiscing. The players are typing messages that appear like comic book word bubbles. You hear all these avatars crying. And you also hear all the coos and moans in the gibberish language of the game known as Simlish.
And you know, they sound like they're going to be bummed and everything, but it's not like a big pity party. But then toward the end of the night, there's this radio station that you could listen to in the game called Charmed Radio. And they had this DJ there named Spike. He is sort of the only voice that you end up hearing at the end of the world.
And as soon as he starts talking, you understand what is being lost.
Hey guys, the last time you're going to hear me speak, well, the last time before TSI goes down. I just want to thank you all. It's been an amazing experience, it really has, and I promise I wouldn't make myself cry, but I can't stress enough how much you guys have meant to me over the past however many years it's been. It really has been awesome, and some people don't get attached to things, but now when you make friends, I'll let people live in this game. It's actually really hard. So I'm gonna play the last song. It's Sarah Brightman and Andrea Bocelli. Time to say goodbye. Hopefully you guys will keep in touch. My Yahoo ID is 12345 UI. 12345. Good luck in life, everybody, and best wishes. I love you all, and it's been great knowing you. Take care, guys, and I just want to, even if you haven't got a drink, just propose a toast to Parazad, who's been absolutely amazing. Parazad, we couldn't have done this without you. Thank you.
You get this feeling like being on the deck of the Titanic.
Anyone who actually stayed to the end was very much invested in the game on an emotional level.
When they pulled the plug on the server, bits and pieces of the world started disappearing. The environment began to disintegrate. The texture on the trees flickered, and all the people froze and blinked out of existence.
The actual ending was not with a bang, but with a whimper.
And the last thing that they saw was basically just an error message, a server disconnect message.
And then, the world ended. "99% Invisible" is Sam Greenspan, Katie Mingle, Avery Truffleman, and me, Roman Mars. We are a project of 91.7 KALW San Francisco and produced out of the offices of ArcSign, an architecture and interiors firm in beautiful downtown Oakland, California. I produced this story a long time ago for a radio show called Snap Judgment, also from Oakland, California. I was their first senior producer many, many years ago. And of all the people and places I worked for in radio, it is the credit for which I am most proud. Subscribe to Snap Judgment today, and you'll be glad you did.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. Dear small and medium businesses, no one wants happy customers more than you do. So you need a business partner just like you. Like FedEx, who understands your passion for serving your customers because they have the same commitment towards you. That's why FedEx offers you picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. What's more, FedEx Ground is faster to more locations than UPS Ground. Trust FedEx for timely deliveries. See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx. Whether you're a family vacation traveler, a business tripper, or a long weekend adventurer, Choice Hotels has a stay for any you. Choice Hotels has over 7,400 locations and 22 brands, including Comfort Hotels, Radisson Hotels, and Cambria Hotels. Get the best value for your money when you book with Choice Hotels. Cambria Hotels features locally inspired hotel bars with specialty cocktails and downtown locations in the center of it all. That's what I like. I like to be within walking distance of all the stuff. Radisson Hotels have flexible workspaces to get the most of your business travel and on-site restaurants. And at Comfort Hotels, you'll enjoy free hot breakfast with fresh waffles, great pools for the entire family, and spacious rooms. With so many hotel brands, Choice Hotels allows you to prioritize what you need. Choice Hotels has a stay for any you. Book direct at choicehotels.com, where travels come true. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up as the day gets longer and spring is sprung. What's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/invisible today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/invisible. .99% Invisible is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it's easy to create a beautiful website all on your terms. You don't want to miss Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new Asset Library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. Get started with one of Squarespace's professional website templates with designs for every category and use case, then customize your look, update the content, add features to fit your unique needs. I made my website, RomanMars.com, so long ago. I built it with Squarespace tools. It was so simple. I followed a good template. I customized it a little bit, add some social media stuff, and people get in touch with me for that website. It's perfect for my needs. Head to Squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to Squarespace.com/invisible to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
You can find the show and like the show on Facebook. We're all on Twitter and Instagram, Tumblr, and Spotify, but I encourage you to explore the entire world of 99% Invisible at 99pi.org.
Radiotopia. From
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll want to invite everyone over. From book club to reality TV watch parties, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy. The way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.